Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and with the replay Saturday afternoon at 1. It's my chance to play for you songs I really love and an occasional oddball thing like a poem or a story or just some sort of philosophizing on my part, which I call a wombat. And I've got a couple little small wombats tonight. However, the main focus is the music. And as I say, I like to play songs I love. I only play songs I love. And I was trying to think, what do I mean by that? Well, it's pretty simple, really. If I start to play the song and I want to hear the rest of it, then it means I love it, or probably do, and I'll play it again and again and again. So some of these songs I've heard many, many times, including the first one. This is by Paul Simon. It's called Graceland. It's from his 1988 album of the same name. It was the Grammy Award-winning Song of the Year. And it was strongly influenced, as was the whole album, by African rhythms. Paul Simon had gone to Africa and worked with different groups and picked up these strange rhythms. And they don't sound strange. They just sound perfectly normal. The whole first part of the song is instrumental. And I think he's just sort of getting us used to this odd syncopated beat, which sounds pretty normal, but it's quite hypnotic. And I love it. So this is Graceland. It's also got a great story. He's taking his son down to Graceland to see where Elvis Presley lived. So this is Graceland by Paul Simon.
Everybody feels the wind blow. Ooh, And I may be obliged to defend every love, every ending, or maybe there's no obligations now. Maybe I'm a reason to believe we all will be received in grace, man.
That was Graceland by Paul Simon. Well, next up is an opportunity to stretch us all. I usually play pretty traditional songs, country, pop, 50s, things that have been well established. But every now and then, I like to stretch a little bit and play something entirely new and different. This is from an artist named Pink, and she's currently popular. And so this is not like the usual songs I play. But I heard it on the radio, and I liked it. And as usual with modern songs, I don't hear well. I can't understand the words real well when she's singing, although she sings fairly clearly. And she's singing with a man, another man who's the lead singer for another group. And I'll read you the words beforehand, and then talk about it a bit, and then play the song. It's different from anything we've played here. I think part of what I like is the rhythm and the chorus. So here we go. Right from the start, you were a thief. You stole my heart. And I, your willing victim, I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty. And with every touch, you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep. Uh-oh. Things you never say to me. Uh-oh. Tell me that you've had enough of our love, our love. Just give me a reason. Just a little bit's enough. Just a second where we're not broken, just bent. And we can learn to love again. It's in the stars. It's been written in the scars on our hearts. We're not broken, just bent. And we can learn to love again. I'm sorry I don't understand where all this is coming from. I thought we were fine. Oh, we had everything. Your head is running wild again. My dear, we still have everything. It's all in your mind. So, I lost it. Well, that's enough. Those are the lyrics from this song I'm going to play for you. And one part of that I want to comment on, learn to love again. I read an interview in the New Yorker recently, and they were interviewing a Spanish film producer. And he used the expression to make sex. And the person he was talking to said, no, we have sex. And we don't make sex. And the Spanish producer said, well, in Spanish we say hacer, which is to make. And the man said, well, we make love in our language. We use the expression make love, but we have sex. And I thought that was interesting. Well, in this song, she talks about learning to love again. And I think that's the correct term, because if you've ever loved and it ends, especially if it ends painfully, you sort of forget how. It's not something you can just do again. You can't. It's not like learning a bicycle, and next time you get a bicycle, you get on, you can ride. Learning to love again, you really have to start out and learn, right, how do you work your way back into where loving is. And I think that's a little bit what this song is about. I also talk about endings. This is a different kind of ending. Here's a relationship that's near ending, and one partner is saying, we don't have to end. And this is Pink, so you're getting exposed to current music from this year, I assume.
Right from the start, you were a thief, you stole my heart, and I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep
Just Give Me a Reason by Pink. And the male singer on that is Nate Ruess, R-U-E-S-S. And I like that song. Interestingly, it was a hit song in 20 different countries, went to number one on the hit parade in 20 different countries, released in 2012, and a video was made for it this year, I think. So if you want to see that video, I'd like to see it. That's Pink, a currently popular artist, and I don't usually play them a lot. Next up is a traditional artist for me, Travis Tritt. I love Travis Tritt. He's got some great music, and this is one of his most popular songs. It's called Here's a Quarter, Call Someone Who Cares. It's from 1991, and at that point in time, a telephone call cost a quarter. There were a lot of machines around. The cell phones weren't so common, and people used pay phones. And he sings this song in concert, I read. And when he does, the audience often throws quarters up on the stage, some of them hitting him. Anyway, it's a cold-hearted song. I talk about endings a lot here and relationships that end. And usually the person who sings the song is the person who was left. And they either want the other person back, or they're angry, or they can't understand why, or they're in pain. They're still dealing with the transition. But in this case, Travis Tritt is singing this song. The woman left, And as far as he's concerned, she can just stay gone. She hurt him too much, and she was too mean. So he says, here's a quarter, you know, honey. Forget me. Call somebody who cares. Maybe one of your sordid affairs, he suggests. Travis Tritt singing, here's a quarter. Call someone who cares.
You say you were wrong to ever leave me alone. And now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who listens. One of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. Here's a quarter, call someone who cares.
Travis Tritt, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Next up is Rocky Top. Rocky Top is kind of a traditional song for me. I've heard many people sing it. This recording is by the Osborne Brothers. They were the first ones to make it popular. And I think, written by Felice and Boudou Bryant and first recorded. Later on, Lynn Anderson did a version. I think Dolly Parton's done a version. Great song. And it deals with an interesting subject. It's the city dwellers' lamentation over the loss of a simpler, free existence in the hills of Tennessee. It's one of Tennessee's 8 official state songs. Well, recently I got in a conversation with a friend, and they mentioned Paulus, actually it was email, Paulus and Metropolis, and referred to Samir Saliba, a professor here at Emory and Henry, who talks about this. Paulus, as I understand it, is the old village where everyone knew everybody and everybody knew who did what. And if you wanted a doctor, you knew who that was. If you wanted a shoemaker, you knew who that was. And there were no strangers. Somebody came to town, and if they stayed there, they became part of the community. Metropolis is the city where there are more people than you could possibly know, and there are a lot of strangers. And it's a whole different way of life. And one of the interesting theories is to study how humans deal with polis versus metropolis. And my idea, and I think this is reflected in some of the literature, is that we haven't really made the transition completely. We're still people who are happier in polis, in the simpler life. And here we are in this complex, crazy world, especially if you live in the city. I lived in the New York City area for 34 years and then moved to Abingdon, where I had been a child for a while. And I think I experienced very much going from metropolis to polis. And then Emory and Henry is an even smaller fishbowl to be in, and even more polis. So, with all that said, so what? It's just good music. It's called Rocky Top by the Osborne Brothers.
grassy hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on Rocky Top, ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a girl on Rocky Top, half bear, the other half cat. Wild as a mink, but sweet as soda pop, I still dream about that. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Once two strangers climbed old Rocky Top looking for a moonshine still. Strangers ain't come down from Rocky Top, reckon they never will. The corn won't grow at all on Rocky Top, dirt's too rocky by far. That's why all the folks on Rocky Top get their corn from a jar. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Rocky Top by the Osborne Brothers. Bluegrass, good stuff. Next up is another one of my favorites. This is A Pirate Looks at 40 by Jimmy Buffett, recorded in 1974. Wonderful lyrics. Jimmy Buffett is a poet in my mind. He's just one of the best lyric writers and a great singer, and does a wonderful version. And I've sung this song. I performed this song. My son Paul and I performed it once on a music weekend. Had a great time. We took parts, and he would sing and I would sing, and unfortunately, the guitar player we had, who was the best guitar player in the camp we were at, we asked if he'd accompany us. He said sure he would. So he did, but we hadn't practiced much, and he set the pace about twice as fast as we'd ever rehearsed it. So it was an interesting experience. Anyway, I like the song. I want to read you one verse. Yes, I am a pirate, 200 years too late. The cannons don't thunder, there's nothing to plunder. I'm an over 40 victim of fate, arriving too late, arriving too late. Yes, I am a pirate, 200 years too late. Well, that's Jimmy Buffett's self-image, and I think it fits. I think he is a pirate. This is A Pirate Looks at 40.
Mother, Mother Ocean, I have heard you call. Wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all. You've seen it all. Watched the man who rode you switch from sails to steam, and in your belly you hold the treasures you have ever seen. Most of them dream, most of them dream. Yes, I am a pirate, 200 years too late. The cannons don't thunder, there's is nothing to plunder. I'm an over 40 victim of fate, arriving too late, arriving too late. I've done a bit of smuggling, and I've run my share of grass. I made enough money to buy Miami, but I pissed it away so fast. Never meant to last, never meant to last. To go fishing down the rock bottom again, just a few friends, just a few friends. Occupational hazard be, my occupation's just not around. I feel like I drown. Gonna hit uptown. I feel like I drown. Gonna hit uptown.
Pirate looks at 40. Next up is Merle Haggard, one of the classic country singers of the 80s and 90s. I take a lot of pride in what I am. A lot of the songs from the country music are from the lower class. We do have a class society, not as bad as England, but there is the elite, the upper class, and there's the poor, the people who are often have only a high school education, and maybe an hourly job. It's one of the problems in our society, I think, because we need people to do the what are called hourly labor jobs just as much as we need the professionals with all the fancy education and everything, and they should get as much respect. They should be as important a part of the community and are in many ways. So, but they know that. They don't always get the respect they should get from others, but in their own way, they know that they are valued citizens and important people, and just as everything as all those guys with the fancy degrees and the ladies and stuff. So this song catches some of that, and a lot of the country songs do, and this is one. So this is I Take a Lot of Pride in What I Am by Merle Haggard from 1968.
Things I learned in a hobo jungle were things they never taught me in a classroom. Like where to find a handout while bumming through Chicago in the afternoon. Hey, I'm not bragging nor complaining, just talking to myself man to man. This old metal fat I'm chewing didn't take a lot of doing, but I take a lot of pride in what I am. I guess I grew up a loner. I don't remember ever having any folks around. I keep thumbing through the phone books, and looking for my daddy's name in every town. I meet lots of friendly people, but I always wind up leaving on the lam. Hey, where I've been, where I'm going, didn't take a lot of knowing, but I take a lot of pride in what I am. Never travel in a hurry, 'cause I got nobody waiting for me anywhere. Home is anywhere I'm living, if it's sleeping on some vacant bench in City Square, or if I'm working on some road game, or just living off the fat of our great land. I never been nobody's idol, but at least I got a title. I take a lot of pride in what I am. I never been nobody's idol, but at least I got a title. I take a lot of pride in what I am. I take a lot of pride in what I am. I take a lot of pride in what I am.
I take a lot of pride in what I am by Merle Haggard. You're listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baia, and I bring you Wombats and Music from WEHC, which is FM 90.7. It's your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. We're in the southwest tip of Virginia, not too far from Asheville, North Carolina, and we're near North Carolina, Tennessee, and West Virginia here. And this is where Emory and Henry College is, and you can pick us up on the web at ehc.edu, Emory Henry College, ehc.edu. Go to that website, and then you'll see WEHC. You can click on it and play it streaming. Also, if you'd like to contact me, it's hbaya, H-B-A-Y-A, at ehc.edu. Be glad to hear from you. And if you'd like to hear some of my music, other shows, I have them where you can get to them. Now, we're moving on. Earlier in the show, I played a song by Pink, Just Give Me a Reason, which I said was partly to stretch you and me into listening to something current. When I first played the following song, it was that. This was back about 2009 when I played it. I had just heard it. It's from a group called Vampire Weekend, and the song is called The Kids Don't Stand a Chance, and it's equally different from what I usually play, out of my genre, but it caught my attention, and I like it, and I've heard it enough now that it sounds pretty normal, but when I first heard it, it sounded as different as that Pink song did. So this is The Kids Don't Stand a Chance by Vampire Weekend from 2008.
The pinstripe man. pieces. The kiss don't stand a chance.
Kids Don't Stand a Chance by Vampire Weekend. Vampire Weekend's a good name for a band, too. Next up is something that I think should be from the 50s, but it's not. It's from 1969. I hadn't heard it in years. I heard it last week and liked it and got it for the show. It's called Sugar Sugar. And I'll read you what it says here. It's a pop song written by Jeff Berry and Anda Kim. It was performed by the Archies, a band formed by a group of fictional teenagers in the television cartoon series The Archie Show. It reached number one in the U.S. in 1969 and stayed there for 4 weeks. And down later, it talks about what genre it is. And the genre of Sugar Sugar is bubblegum pop. I didn't know there was a genre bubblegum pop, but there is. And this song is from it. So this is Sugar Sugar by the Archies.
Sugar.
Sugar, sugar on it, put on it.
That was Sugar Sugar by the Archies. Next up's an interesting song. This is Take It Easy. I've always associated Take It Easy with the Eagles. It's one of their iconic songs that they just do a fantastic job with. And I never heard a version that I thought compared until this one. This is by Travis Tritt. The Eagles recorded their song in 1972, and he recorded this cover of it in 1994, so quite a few years later. And I'll tell you why I like it. I do like probably the Eagles better. It's probably, but still, the Eagles, it's a group song, chorus song, and as you can imagine, it's hard to get real emotion into through two or three or four people singing all at once. Whereas an individual can do things with words, and that's what Travis Tritt does with his song. So it's the same song. It's a good arrangement, excellent version of the song. But what's different about it is that he gets to emphasize the words and put a little more emotion into it than the Eagles could.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna storm me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby. Don't say baby, I got to know if your sweet love's gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. Take it easy. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels make you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say baby. I got to know if your sweet love is gonna save me.
That was Travis Tritt and Take It Easy. You know, I'm always interested in how songs end. Sometimes I can feel the musicians trying to find a way to end, and that one just sort of stops. Interesting. Well, next up is another song by Paul Simon, and I want to read you the liner notes. It's from the same album, Graceland, that I played earlier, Graceland. And here are some interesting notes. The lyrics can be interpreted as describing a man experiencing a midlife crisis. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model? However, as Paul Simon himself explained during the Graceland episode of the Classic Albums documentary series, by the third verse, the lyrics move from a generic portrait-like perspective to a personal and autobiographical one as he describes his journey to South Africa, which inspired the entire album. The song features a bass run performed by Batiki Kumalo. The solo is palindromic, as only the first half was recorded and then played backwards for the second half. I'm going to listen for that. I've never been able to find it. The penny whistle solo was performed by jazz musician Morris Goldberg. The names in the song come from an incident at a party that Simon went to with his then-wife, Peggy Harper. French composer and conductor Pierre Boulle, who was attending the same party, mistakenly referred to Paul as Al and to Peggy as Betty, inspiring Simon to write a song. Ladysmith Black Mambozo provided the backup vocals in the song, but it's all uncredited. This was all part of his African adventure when he picked up all sorts of new rhythms and music, and he made Ladysmith Black Mambozo famous, and they toured the world with him and on their own. So, here we go with you can call me Al. There's also a great video of this with Chevy Chase, which I get a big kick out of. If you ever want to watch a good video, go to YouTube and watch the Chevy Chase, watch Call Me Al. Here's Call Me Al with Paul Simon.
Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away my well-lit door. Just a beer belly, beer belly. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Daddy.
Call Me Al by Paul Simon. Well, it's time for a wombat, and I specialize on this show in non-sequiturs. This is about as non-sequiturish as you can get, and has nothing to do with the next song. However, I just got through working for a week with a bunch of 7th, 8th, and 9th graders, working with Mindstorm Lego robots. And along the way, I gave them a little bit of my philosophy of life, and I thought I would share it with you. And basically what it says is this. This is the scientific point of view. In the beginning, there was nothing. Then after a while, there was matter. And it was dead matter. There was nothing like life. And then eventually life came along. And after another few billion years, what we call consciousness came along. And animals have consciousness, and we have consciousness. We seem to have the most of any species we know, although we think maybe porpoises have a very high level of consciousness, and whales and things. Anyway, here's the question that I posed to the kids. If it's true that humans came from no life, no matter, just matter without life, and then life came into being, and then consciousness came into being, is it possible that computers will someday be conscious, sentient? Will they have, you know, minds like ours? Will they have memories and cares and loves and fears and art and music or whatever they have? Will they someday be beings that are as independent and alive and aware as we are? If so, how long will it be from now? There are those that will think it'll be 40 years. I think it's at least 100 years or 1,000 years, but it might be 1,000,000 years. It took us billions of years, so why shouldn't it take them a long time? It might take them just as long, but I think they'll get there, and there are plenty of people who don't think they'll get there at all. And this is in the scientific community. There are people who think they'll never get there, and those that'll think they'll get there soon, and those like me that think it'll be a long time. So there's your wombat. And now for a song, or part of one. This is Trying to Love Two Women by the Oak Ridge Boys from 1980. And it's, well, I'll let them tell the story. Trying to love two women is just not an easy thing to do.
Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain.
Sometimes the pleasure ain't worth the strain. It's a long old grind, and it tires your mind.
Trying to hold two women is tearing me apart. Trying to hold two women is tearing me apart.
One's got my money, the other's got my heart. It's a long old grind, and it tires your mind. When you try to please two women, you can't please yourself. When you try to please two women, can't please yourself. Best it's only half good. A man can't stock two shelves. It's a long old grind, and it tires your mind.
It's like a ball and chain.
Yes, indeed. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain. And we haven't got time to finish that this week, so I'll probably start next week's show with it. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes to you Mondays at 7 p.m. at night and replayed Saturdays at 1. And it's from Emory and Henry College, WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. I want to wish you a good week and encourage you to do what I encourage you to do every week, and what I try and do myself, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.